The book, of course, is fiction based on fact. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, it's an unusual book in the sense that it starts with a scientific preface that deals with immortality and the idea that someday we may be able to actually upload our minds to computers and software. And then I take that scientific premise and some of the latest thinking on that subject by scientists, and then we start to enter a very unusual novel where the main character is basically uploaded. His mind is uploaded to something called an afterlife chip. And he learns that he's going to spend, that he's dead, and he's going to spend the rest of his life in the simulation of a shopping mall. And the reason why it's set in a mall is we can hypothesize that, well, maybe we might not have enough computational power to simulate the entire planet or a city. Well, let's start with a shopping mall. So there's a little bit of humor in that, but there's also a lot of serious stuff going on in the novel, and that I'm trying to give the reader an idea of what might it be like if someday, and it may not be all that far away, when we start understanding the brain a little better and the mind a little better, and actually can extend our life in this unusual way.
Well, Cliff, if we can really start getting biological or organic chips, I think it's very possible we're going to be able to download memory. Of course, you probably are aware that the late great baseball player, Ted Williams, when he died, was put in a cryogenic chamber. And then they severed his head. They discarded his body for future cloning purposes. They've got what they need. But the hope is one day to be able to do exactly what you've said, and that is to upload his brain, his memory, into a chip and then download it into the new cloned Ted Williams, and there he is. Now, I find that to be an incredible story, and I assume it's real based on the fact that I was told by one of the board of directors of the company that is storing his head. Isn't that something?
Yeah, well, you're talking about cryonics. That is the idea of freezing the body or the brain and hoping, in the future that we can revive it. Now, when we do that, don't you wonder what might be happening in the meantime? Did your soul enter the afterlife for the next 50 years and somehow return to the brain when it became active? But, even though there are some skeptics about cryonics, there's been so many breakthroughs, at least with animals in the area of being able to put them in a suspended state and reviving them. I remember in the year 2004, they took some dogs and replaced their blood with a very cold saline solution, and the dogs were unconscious, no breathing, no heart for an hour, and they brought them back with no problems. 2006, they did the same with pigs. They put them in basically a suspended state, no blood, no pulse, no electrical activity. And then in a few hours, they could just jolt them back to life.
I mean, did they put the blood back in them?
Yeah, eventually with these animals, they pump it back in, they warm the animal back up, and they seem to be having no ill effects. So, while right now we can't take Ted Williams' brain and bring it back, it doesn't seem like... we should say this sort of thing is impossible. People worry about, there might be some damage during the freezing process and so forth. But, scientists are, seems to me, making great strides in that area.
Well, in the 1800s, if they would have said then, we're going to go to the moon, we've got these little boxes that do computations for us, and you can even type in a language and it'll spit out a different language, they would have said, what are you talking about? You're crazy. Can't happen. Well, we know it can happen. So who's to say this won't?
Look at just the Internet. Scientists and technologists really didn't predict that just a few years before the whole Internet exploded. So while scientists can try to predict lots of things, technology is changing so fast, it's pretty difficult.
What about the title, The Heaven Virus? What does that mean?
Well, The Heaven Virus, again, has to do with this idea of mind uploading and living your afterlife in a chip. But to... every good novel needs some conflict, and the conflict here is, what if the simulation has a flaw? what if there's some problems? What would that mean for the people trapped in it? So just like today, you're familiar with computer viruses.
Yep.
What if heaven had a virus? And we do learn that the afterlife chip, its designer, is a little bit off, maybe a little bit mad in some ways, and he deliberately introduces a virus into the simulation of the shopping mall where people spend their afterlives, and they have to figure out what can they do as reality seems to be deteriorating.
That sounds a little evil, doesn't it?
A little evil, but we can hope it ends on a hopeful note.
Now, you talk about virtual universes. Tell me about that. Let's see, you know, because it is making headlines today.
Right. Well, when we talk about immortality, we can talk about technological immortality and scientific advances in understanding biology. We can later in the show, you know, we can talk more about spiritual immortality. That's part of most of the religions. And get into quantum immortality. Those are very cool physical subjects. And there's even the notion of, you know, immortality by leaving a legacy, you know, leaving something behind. Now, with virtual universes, that's something I'm interested in right now. And as you say, it is making headlines. One of the most popular virtual universes out there is something called Second Life. And this is already there where people represent themselves as three-dimensional avatars on the computer screen, and they conduct business, they socialize, there's a multi-million-dollar economy, people make money in this world, they own property, they own homes. And so some of the stimulus for this book, The Heaven Virus, was based on my explorations of these virtual universes. And there's more than Second Life, but Second Life is a virtual universe that's quite popular in the headlines.